This is Digital Story Podcast number 614, December 19th, 2017. Today's theme is the roadmap for 2018. I'm Derek Story. So I've been thinking a lot about the upcoming year. I put together some terrific workshops and have a number of online classes planned as well. And there are some new goodies, such as portfolio reviews. And of course, we're going to take care of our inner circle members. So I thought this would be a good time to lay out the entire plan. Let's get ready for 2018. So I'm really excited about this. You know, this is so much fun. I mean, all phases of our workshops and classes are enjoyable to me. The brainstorming on, you know, what are we going to do for 2018? And then the planning and getting all the pieces together. And then the actual enjoying our time with each other in these beautiful places or online, wherever we happen to be. And I think that's one of the things that's going on in 2018 is that we have this variety of options. So if you want to travel and want to do an adventure, we have some good options for you. If you can't travel or don't want to, I can come right into your home via the internet. We tested that last year and it worked out really well with the Nimble Classroom. And then we're going to do some other goodies as well. So in order to map this all out for you, I'm going to break it into parts. I always like breaking things into parts. You know, it's funny, and I'll never forget this. This is back when I was running a communications department for a healthcare company, one of the early jobs I had when I moved up to Northern California. And one of my tasks was to get them on the internet, right? Because this internet thing was happening and everyone had to be on the internet. And it was a very interesting process. And it was such a big thing, so huge, you know, at first, because you know, healthcare documentation, there's the marketing stuff, there's the regulatory stuff, you know, it goes on and on. So I remember a coworker just said this in passing, I think it was during one of the planning meetings, about how she tackles, you know, really big projects. And she says, all I do is just break it down into parts. And then I start working on the parts. I sort of intuitively have always done that, but just hearing it at that moment when I was, you know, at the doorstep of this ginormous project, it just made so much sense to me. And of course, you know, we were successful and we did break it down into parts. And I just love that advice. I remind myself of that just about every time I become overwhelmed by, you know, the hugeness of something. I just break it down into parts and I say, okay, what can I do right now? I can do this part. So I'll do that part. And then I do another part. And then the next thing you know, you're halfway through the project. It's just a wonderful way to go about tackling big things. Now, our 2018 season isn't that big of a thing. It isn't that daunting at all. But I will say, there's a lot of stuff that goes into it when you're a one-man show. So I actually do have to break it down into parts. And the way that I'm doing it this year, this coming year, is that we're going to have three basic categories. So the first category is going to be physical workshops. And we've been doing the physical workshops for a while. And that's where we actually go somewhere. We all get together, we're looking each other in the face, and we go do something. And of course, this day and age, the physical workshops, I think, are still king of the hill, right? Because everything is online, everything is text, everything's internet, yada, yada, yada. When we actually get to work with one another and hang out with one another, well, you know, that is the exception and not the rule this day and age, and I love it. However, we can't always travel. And one of the things that I've learned over the last couple of years is that for software instruction, it doesn't make as much sense to travel for software instruction as it used to. In other words, back in the day, back in the early 2000s, so long ago, when Aperture was out, and, you know, people were trying to learn Aputure and everything. I actually did physical workshops for Aputure. And I met a lot of you in those workshops, right? And we still know each other and we still hang out and do other stuff together. People would travel from all over the place and we would gather here at the studio and we'd go take pictures and we'd eat good food and we'd learn about Aputure and then we'd practice what we've learned and all that. And it was a lot of fun. I still think it's the best way to go in terms of learning software. But the fact of the matter is, for something that can be accomplished in so many other ways, you know, through online training, through other folks, or online training with me, or through books or whatever, it didn't make as much sense as the physical workshops where we just go do something. So I have moved the software stuff into what I launched last year called the Nimble Classroom. What I wanted to do with the Nimble Classroom was still retain that intimacy that we have in our physical workshops and that we had in the software workshops when we did them here. I wanted to retain as much of that as possible and not make it just some online webinar, you know, that just, you know how those are. So we limit it to six. We set up a Slack account so that people can, you know, be chatting during the whole workshop. And then I make sure that, you know, you can submit questions before and you can ask questions during the event. And then I wrap it all up by sending you videos afterwards. And it just really came off well for a first season, I thought. Obviously, I learned things, and we're going to bring all those improvements into the second season. But for a first season of anything, I thought it was terrific. And I'm really excited about, you know, round two in 2018. So that is the second thing. That's the second area, which is the online teaching. I call them the Nimble Classrooms. We're going to cover Capture One Pro 11. We're going to talk about Luminar. We're going to talk about photos from macOS High Sierra. And it's not just going to be learning the software. You know, there's going to be an angle to each one. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and I think the second season of the Nimble Classroom is going to be terrific. And all you have to do is log on, participate, and enjoy, and watch. And if you have to get up and do something, you can do that because you know you're going to get the video afterwards. So that's the second link. Now, the third part of all of this, this is something brand new, but I've been talking about it with folks. The folks that helped me with the New Orleans workshop, we had a big brainstorming session after the New Orleans workshop, Tilly and Fred. And I was telling them that I think one of the most important parts of the physical workshop is the class presentation at the end, where everyone presents eight images. Because people have a hard time getting real feedback on their work these days. I mean, if you put something on Instagram or Facebook, you get likes and thumbs up and, hey, great shot and all that kind of stuff. But you don't really get any sort of in-depth conversation, especially from someone who lives and breathes photography and has been doing so for quite a while. So I thought, okay, we're going to always have that as part of the physical workshops, but what if you can't make the physical workshop, but you still want that kind of feedback? And we're going to do something called portfolio reviews in 2018. And there's a couple ways that those can happen. I want this to be real flexible. What it is one-on-one feedback for a collection of up to a dozen images. And so you would choose a dozen images that you want portfolio review on, and you would put them together. I would get them ahead of time if possible, because I'd like to look at them and think about them. And then we would have some sort of meeting, either in person or online. Now, the in-person opportunities actually can work out in a lot of different situations. For instance, when I'm on the road for a conference, if you happen to be in town for that conference or happen to be in that town, then there's a possibility of us setting up a portfolio review. For example, I'm going to be in Las Vegas on January 8th and 9th to cover CES. So if you're going to be at CES, or if you are in the area already and you're interested in a portfolio review, we can arrange that, right? Online appointments, of course, will also be available starting in February. And that's where I get the images ahead of time. We set up an online. I would set up the online, and then we would conduct the portfolio review that way. And then, of course, if you're coming to a physical workshop and you want to add on a portfolio review, you can do that too. So I just think that this is something that a lot of folks want, and I want to be able to help with that because, again, you know, showing pictures to friends and showing pictures to your mom and your wife and your girlfriend and your boyfriend and all that kind of stuff, that's helpful, but it's not as helpful as a real portfolio review. And so we're adding that in 2018. Now, if you're interested in participating in this, what I'm going to do right now is direct you to the contact form on the Nimble Photographer site. So you go to thenimblephotographer.com. There's a contact link right there in the top nav bar. Use that contact form, and then we'll set it up from there. By the way, there's links to everything that I'll be talking about here in this podcast in the show notes. Of course, there's a link to the workshops page on the Digital Story, a link to the Nimble classrooms on the Nimble Photographer, and so on and so forth. All the links are the same that they've always been. So if you already have the links, you already know where to go. All right, let's talk a little bit about the physical workshops that I'm thinking about for 2018. I'm going to start out with three this year. I may add a fourth one, but right now I'm pretty excited about these three. The first one we're going to do is our San Francisco Street Photography event, and that will be in April. And again, we're going to have Mike Boehning join us, and he is an Olympus visionary and a terrific street photographer. And it's Mike and it's myself, and then class is limited to six to eight people. So you've got two bona fide instructors who really care about you in this beautiful San Francisco setting. We've got a great hotel. We've got a great meeting room. We're right off Union Square. And if you wanted to, you could fly into this event, fly into SFO. You could get public transportation to the hotel where the workshop is. I take care of transportation once the workshop started, and then transportation back to the airport, fly out. You don't even have to rent a car. I mean, that's one of the really nice things about San Francisco workshop. Just fly in from anywhere. Don't have to mess with a car. Come over to the hotel. Everything is centered right there. That's our headquarters. It's the Cartwright Hotel on Powell and Sutter, right off of Union Square. Believe me, Mike and I have been doing this for a while, this particular workshop. Every year, we make some changes to it, but in terms of just knowing how to make this thing run, we've got it down, and it is a blast. San Francisco is a great location for a street photography workshop. That's 3 days. That's in April. Again, two instructors, a maximum of eight people. It is a good time. And by the way, I've kept the prices the same again this year. No increases on the prices. Alrighty? All right, second one. Then in June, I've created a new workshop. So I like to always have one or two new workshops every season. We're going to do the Sonoma County Hot Air Balloon Festival in June, and that is a great festival. We've had it as part of a workshop one other time. It was quite a while ago, and it's really cool because it's very close to the studio here, so we use the studio as headquarters. We'll go out there a couple times. We'll make sure we go out for dawn patrol. It's just a great area, and by the way, the area where the balloon festival happens and where the balloons fly and all that, that is the area that was untouched by fire. So that is the west side of Highway 101. Everything is pristine on that side. It's just as beautiful as it always has been. So I look forward to a really cool hot air balloon festival and our coverage of it. And I like shooting hot air balloon festivals, and I have some great tips for you. You're going to come away with tons of wonderful photos. But we're going to take it a step further. Not only are we going to cover the Hot Air Balloon Festival, but we're also going to combine drone photography with this workshop. So this is really an aerial workshop. It's going to be aerial in the sense that we're covering hot air balloons, and we're going to do drone photography. I'm going to have a Spark for you that you can fly. If you've never flown before, I will teach you how to fly. You'll learn it on this workshop. You'll put your own memory card into the Spark. I'm going to show you all the techniques that that I've developed for shooting the video, for shooting these really cool panoramas from above. Just really get you going with drone photography. If you wanted to do this, but you didn't want to invest in a drone until you knew if it was for you or not, come to this workshop and you will have a chance to fly and to really, you know, get your feet wet with this. I was going to say, I put in the text, I call it a crash course in drone photography, but that was on purpose. It's still on purpose. I think it's funny. So we're going to be doing that. So I'm really looking forward to that. Again, that's 3 days. That is in June. So that is our aerial workshop where we combine hot air ballooning and drone photography. Should be a blast. And then in late September, we're going to go to one of the more magical places in California, Lassen Volcanic National Park. This place is something else. I've been there twice over the years. And in September, it is just magical. We're going to wait. We're going to go in later part of September. So after the kids are back in school, we're going to go out there. I know the spots to go to. And again, wonderful, wonderful images will come out of this event. And since Burney Falls isn't too far away from Lassen Volcanic National Park, I think we just have to go over there. Again, if you've never been to Burney Falls, this is a special place. We couldn't spend 3 days there. It's really, I think, a one-day shoot, but boy, is it a great shoot. And again, you will come away with some really cool shots. So this is an outdoor adventure that really is going to check a lot of boxes. I'm going to take great care of you. I'm looking into some really interesting accommodations for us. So I think every aspect of this workshop is going to be fun and adventuresome and enjoyable and, of course, highly picturesque. So that is also a brand new workshop. So it's going to be Lassen Volcanic National Park in Burney Falls in September, aerial photography in June, and street photography in April. And those are our physical workshops. And of course, you can review them all by going to the workshops page. It says workshops up in the nav bar in the digital store. Just click there. And if you want to get on the reserve list, it's already filling up, right? Because I ran the article announcing the workshop season a couple days ago. And so folks are already signing up on the reserve list. We're doing the reserve list again this year. All you have to do is when you read the workshops, if one of them grabs you and you want to get on the reserve list, you just use that little send me info box. There's only 3 fields. You just have to put your name, your email, and your phone. And your phone is even optional. And then you choose from the pop-up menu which workshop you want to be on the reserve list for. You do that, you're on the list. You have the first opportunity to sign up when the registration forms are available. So once I get every little detail nailed down, then I go to the reserve list and I start at the top of the reserve list and I work my way down. First come, first serve. Those are the folks that have first opportunity to register for the workshop. If it fills up before I get through the reserve list or after I've gone through the reserve list, then it's closed and it never goes to the public. If there are still a couple spots open after everyone on the reserve list has had an opportunity to sign up, then I open it up to the public. So if you're really interested in this and you want to make plans and you want to get the updates and, you know, all that sort of stuff, get on the reserve list. There's no obligation. You don't have to sign up for the workshop. You just get first opportunity to do so. All right, on the Nimble Classrooms, again, I have the link in the show notes. I'm starting out with 3 this year. The first one we're going to do on February 10th, and that is going to be working with Layers in Capture One Pro 11. So Layers is the big new feature in Capture One Pro 11, and we've had Layers before in Capture One Pro, But now they have really gone back. They've reworked the whole thing. And before, we only had a few adjustments that we could use with layers. Now all the adjustments are available in layers. This is a very powerful addition, enhancement to this application. So we're going to do a Nimble class just on learning how to work with layers in Capture One Pro 11. And of course, localized adjustments will be part of that. So that's on February 10. And then on March 10th, we're going to do building your digital darkroom with Photos. And I'm really excited about this because, you know, Photos has become the hub or the host or however you want to look at it for all this great software out there. Luminar I talk about quite a bit, but there's lots of other software that you plug into Photos or that Photos works with. They're called editing extensions. And they're not like round tripping. It's much more organic. It's much more natural, much better than round tripping. So you can actually construct your own custom digital darkroom with these tools and still have all the advantages of Photos, which means whatever you do will be shared across all of your devices and all of your computers and all that kind of stuff. So I thought, let's do a class on March 10th where we just build our own digital darkroom, build it exactly the way that we want. And then in April, on April 21st, another Nimble class is going to be digital asset management with Luminar, because Luminar is adding a digital asset manager to the application. This addition, this enhancement, is going to be free to all of Luminar 2018 licensees. And this is going to give you the whole shebang. So not only are you going to have all these great editing tools that we've had in Luminar, but you're going to be able to manage your photos as well. And I think this is going to be very fun, and I think it's going to be enjoyable, and it's going to be very modern. So I thought, let's do a Nimble class on really setting up Luminar to be your digital asset manager and editor. You can take a look at it. If you like what you see, well, maybe consider migration. Or if you look at it and go, nah, I'll stick with what I have, you can still use Luminar as an editing extension or a plugin to whatever you are using to manage your photos. So I think this will be fun too, and that is the Nimble class for April 21st. So we've got Capture One Pro in February, we've got Photos Digital Darkroom in March, and then we've got Luminar in April. And those are available right now. The link, of course, is in the show notes, but you can just go to thenimblephotographer.com and click on Classroom. The three classes are there, and you can just sign up and reserve your spot for those classes right now. And again, first come, first serve. Once they fill up, then I close that class. We top it off at 6. And I think I'm going to add some more classes later in the season, but I wanted to launch with these three because I think they're really exciting. Alrighty, and then like I said about the portfolio reviews, then just go ahead and use the contact form on the Nimble Photographer if you want a portfolio review, and then we will arrange either a meet in person or online situation, and we'll get you scheduled that way. The online stuff for portfolio reviews begins in February. So that is the roadmap for our 2018 season. Lots of great stuff. I hope you get involved, and I'd love to see you at a workshop, or I'd love to see you online. You know, let's experience photography together, because it is so enjoyable that way, and it really can fuel you through the rest of the year. Photos for macOS High Sierra Essential Training is now available. Yes, we're talking about training and learning for 2018, and I'm still working for LinkedIn and Linda, and I love it. And in fact, this new title, The Essential Training for Photos, is available both on LinkedIn Learning and on lynda.com. So you can get it either place. And I have links to both of them in the show notes. So it depends on what you're doing. If you're a LinkedIn Learning member, and that's the way you're consuming your online training right now, then that title is there waiting for you. If you're still working with lynda.com, then that title is there also. It's the exact same title. It is in both places. And I have a lot of fun with this. I mean, there's a lot of interesting things in this latest version of Photos. I cover them all. If you've been thinking about getting up to speed with Photos and you want, you know, from start to finish, you know, just like, I'm going to learn everything about Photos, take this course. It's a lot of fun. The QA people at Lynda just gave it 2 big thumbs up. They were really happy with it, and I think you'll enjoy it, and that's available right now. The Patreon mea culpa. Boy, this was interesting, wasn't it? I'll bring you up to speed. Okay, so if you listened to last week's show, I said, you know what? They've shifted the service fees for Patreon from the creators. You know, we had always paid them. So if you did a $5 pledge, it cost you exactly $5. To the patrons. And so then what they're doing is they're doing this thing that they're adding 35 cents to your pledge plus, what was it, 3% or something like that. So it worked out that if you were a $5 Inner Circle member for the Digital Story, that it was going to actually be $5.50, essentially. And they made that announcement, and a lot of us are caught off guard. All the creators are caught off guard because they didn't consult with us first. You know, we found out about it essentially the same time you guys did. So on the show last week, I go, you know what? I'm not really enthused about this, and I feel really bad about it because I feel like I made you a promise that if you pledge $5, you get Inner Circle membership and all the stuff that comes with it. And then now it's $5.50. And I know that an extra 50 cents a month isn't a huge thing, or $6 a year. It was more the principle of it for me, really. So I made an offer. I said, here's what I'm going to do to make it up to you, is that for January 2018, instead of 2 training movies, as I had planned on posting for Inner Circle members, I'm going to do 3. So I'm going to do a training movie on Capture One Pro, on Photos for macOS High Sierra, and on Luminar, as a way to say, you know, thank you for being Inner Circle member, and thank you for, you know, putting up with this little bump in the road change. So I made that promise, and then a couple days later, after I recorded the show, I get this in the mail from Patreon, and then as patrons, you all got something that was similar. So here's what I got. Dear creators, from the bottom of our hearts, we're truly sorry. Last week's service fee announcement caused a tough week for you, your patrons, and your teams. We're trying to solve the problem for creators, and in turn, caused more problems for you and your patrons. You've spoken loud and clear. We're not going to roll out the changes to our payment system that we announced last week, and we are currently assessing other options. And then it points you to a blog post by the top man there at Patreon saying how sorry he was and, you know, what a big mistake this was. So Patreon says that they're sorry. So your $5 pledge is still going to be $5. Okay. So that's not changing. They're not adding the service fees on. I guess I'm still going to keep paying them, which I'm fine with. I was fine with that, you know. And then we'll see what they do. But whatever they do, you know, I hope they don't do something this bad as they did before, because it was very awkward for me. So now that your pledge isn't changing, here I am saying that I'm going to provide you with 3 videos in January instead of 2. I'm going to stick with that because I said I was going to do it, and I'm going to do it. So we'll still have the 3 videos for our Inner Circle members on January, probably January 2nd, right? Probably not January 1st, but on January 2nd, I'll post those. So you still get the 3 videos and you don't have the rate increase. So all should be happiness in Inner Circle land. And thank you so much for supporting the site and supporting all the projects that we do. I just love having our Inner Circle members as part of the family here. And the thing that I want to remind you, that if you send me email, if you contact me through the contact form, if you see me at a conference, if you attend one of our workshops, you know, anytime that you have any interaction with me, make sure that you let me know that you're an Inner Circle member. I want to know, because I want to know every one of your faces. And that is a great opportunity for me. So don't be shy. If you're an Inner Circle member, let me know when you contact me and or we interact in any way, because I just want to shake your hand and tell you how much I appreciate it. Okay, so there we go. And for those of you that want to get in on this, and you can become part of our Inner Circle by going to the tile that's on all the pages of the Digital Story, the Patreon tile, sign up, support this project. As you can see, it's more than a podcast, it's more than a website. We're just really trying to make a great photography experience for everyone here. Hey, let's talk about three libraries, one low price. You know, I've been talking about video blocks and story blocks now for a few shows, and I haven't really delved into the special offer. I've been really just talking about the different ways to use this service, but their special offer is pretty interesting. So what they have for us, if you click on the tile, the story blocks tile that's on all the pages of the Digital Story, they have the $149 for the entire year, but it gives you access not to just the video library, but the video library, the audio library, and the stills library, the images library. So that's unlimited access to over 615,000 different items, videos, audio tracks, and images for $149 for the first year. $149 for all this stuff. So normally, each one of those is $149 each. You get all three. You get access to all three for $149. All royalty-free. You get a license certificate, or you have access to a license certificate. And so you can use any of this stuff any way that you want. It's really great. So that's all available. All you got to do is click on the Story Blocks tile that's on all the pages of the Digital Story, and that will take you over directly to the special offer. I tell you, it's a great deal. It's for the first year, and you can just grab a whole lot of stuff in that amount of time. Alrighty, before I wrap up today's show, I got to give a big shout out to our friends over at Red River Paper, and they make all the goodies that go with it, envelopes, glassine sleeves, boxes, you name it. If it is paper related or if it is related to your printer, it is there at Red River Paper. Not to mention they have reviews of all the top printers available, and they have tutorials on how to do cool stuff. One-stop shopping for all the printer lovers out there. I'm printing right now, as you can imagine. It's a printing time of year. And they have a great Facebook page at facebook.com/redriverpaper. Buy some paper, make some prints, create some art. It feels really good. And these folks are the folks that make it so easy. Well, that's going to do it for me this week. I'm all excited about 2018 now. I really am. So I hope that I'm going to see you at one of these things and that we get to spend some time together and we get to work together. I'm going to keep working on all the details. Like I said, reservation forms will be going out after the first of the year for the San Francisco workshop. And then as the details get worked out for the other ones, we'll be hitting the reserve list and getting reservation forms to those folks too. Until next week, have a great week, and I'll see you right here on Tuesday for the show. Bye-bye now.